Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. My name is Jake Smith from Intel. Today, I'm joined on Chip Chat Conversations in the Cloud by co-founder of Storage, Tom Gallivan. Tom, thanks for coming on. Could you give our listeners a hello and tell us a little bit about your company and your own history?
Sure. Thanks, Jake. I started Storage about 3.5 years ago with Jonathan Kong. We are both industry veterans with 25-plus years of storage experience in enterprise-class storage. I started on the hard drive side with Seagate Technology and moved into the systems business with Fibre Channel RAID arrays and Sun Microsystems and Rackable Systems and a couple of very innovative storage companies around Fibre Channel SANs and real-time data compression, and have basically been involved in quite a few significant technology transitions over the last 25 years in the area of storage and servers.
Thank you for that, Tom. Tell us a little bit about how you came to develop your company.
As you know, Jake, the industry is in a period of significant change. So there's a economic pressure to deliver solutions faster at lower costs with better performance and better results. So we saw this trend coming. We started Storage as a way to simplify, and really the theme of our company is a better way to manage storage. So we have taken an approach that we call driverless storage, which means much like driverless automobiles, they're becoming autonomous. We think that storage expertise really resides in storage software, not necessarily in storage devices. So we've developed a storage software solution that allows operators, allows IT managers, allows developers to provision storage, manage storage, and optimize their storage infrastructure via software and via simple software commands.
Driverless storage. Brilliant term. Why is that so transformative for your company?
Well, because we think today, if you look at storage over the last 20 years, it's very complex. There's too many layers of software involved in managing storage. There's complexity setting up a SAN. There's complexity setting up the network. There's complexity setting up volumes. There's complexity setting up virtualization. And all of those things require expertise, time, and they're quite expensive. And so our belief is, with the trend towards hyperconvergence and the technology shifts on the processor side as well as the network side, that this effort is needed on the storage side to really bring this all together to allow people to create what we call as a profile, set up the profile so that you can hit the button and basically allocate storage to your users, whether they're database users or whether they're web front-end users or whether they're just need a large shared storage environment. So automation and simplification is really what's driving our company at this point.
Well, I think it goes without saying that we share your love for autonomous things. Autonomy is something that's an overused term, but you guys are capturing the idea of persistent storage and fast and easy persistent storage, slightly different than the rest of the industry. Can you talk about that and talk about how Docker containers with Storage and Intel is unique?
You know, containers are changing the way application developers today are developing and deploying applications. Containers were initiated really as stateless devices. And stateless devices means they throw the container away, the data goes with it. But as people are understanding the value of containers, they're now understanding that they can run stateful applications in containers. And stateful applications require you to have data persist regardless of whether or not the container goes away. So the reality is that people want to run a database, you don't throw that data away. You need it to persist even though my job or my query is complete. So providing a solution that has high availability, that is distributed, that has portability, and can persist once the job is complete is very important to running stateful applications. So I think the trend that the stateless guys started is now migrating into stateful applications and even into some legacy applications that they're converting to containers. Those legacy applications require persistent data, and being able to persist that data, whether it's on-premise or in the cloud across your infrastructure, is important. And we can do that with our container IO software. That's what we call our software.
I've heard borderless cloud. I've heard data without borders. There's all kinds of catchy terms, but ultimately it's about delivering the performance your users need, where they need it, when they need it, at a guaranteed service level agreement. What is storage doing to deliver on that promise?
One of the key benefits of our software is data mobility and data portability. We create unique volumes that can move from on-premise infrastructure to the cloud and vice versa, back and forth. So we think the data belongs in the enterprise, the data belongs to the customer. The data should be able to move freely between on-premise infrastructure as well as in the cloud. So having a design that allows you to have those intelligent data units, which is what our architecture enables, allows people to have that freedom to move the data where it needs to be, when it needs to be there, and at what performance characteristic it needs to be at.
Can you talk a little bit about the importance of bare metal? I think we often in the industry, and I know our listeners, some of whom build and deploy bare metal every single day, want to hear more about what you're doing in bare metal. Can you walk our listeners through why bare metal is so important and what StorEdge is doing with bare metal?
Being able to run in the kernel and being able to run on-premise on bare metal, we can eliminate many layers of software stack and we can optimize performance. Quite a few customers require performance of their application, performance of their database, performance of access to data. And they want to be able to do that. And they want to be able to move that data, whether it's primary data, secondary data, or even then moving it off to an object store or some type of archive. There's really two camps. There's the camp that build it in-house because they have that expertise. They may have the facilities. And then there's the camp that is moving towards a virtual cloud infrastructure, which is, interestingly enough, Amazon has recently almost announced a bare metal type of instance in the cloud because they see the need for customers that require the ability to fine-tune the hardware, fine-tune the application, fine-tune the performance. So I think they're seeing a requirement to be able to optimize for performance, even in the cloud, to get closer to bare metal type performance.
You know, you're driving persistence and you're driving latency-free architectures, and that is certainly why we love working with you. Can you talk a little bit about the relationship between Intel and StorEdge?
Sure. So over the years, obviously, I've done a lot of business with Intel, and they're a great partner. Obviously, are the leader in developing technology for servers and server space now into storage and to SSD technology. The transition to SSDs is real. It's happening. Clients are adopting new levels of performance, and StorEdge's CIO software is enabling that performance to shine with Intel technology, with SSDs, with faster cores, with lower latencies, and pushing that performance envelope. Intel's always been a leader in performance. We believe that storage performance is important and being able to manage that performance within a system. So that's where we get our granular quality of service controls. We can set both minimum and maximum QoS levels on a specific volume without any noisy neighbor issues. So basically, we can create 50 volumes and we can set performance levels against all 50 of those volumes, and we can take advantage of the SSD performance, we can take advantage of the CPU performance, and we can deliver application performance to each of those individual volumes. And that's why we're so excited about working with Intel and the Storage Builder program.
How do our listeners find out more about storage, and where do they go to find that?
Sure. We have a fairly basic website at www.storage.com. Click on the More Information button and we'll follow up. And you can also find us through the Intel Storage Builder program. We have links to some of our collateral on the Storage Builder site and on our website, of course. And we'll just continue to be adding more content and more customer use case information through the website and through the Storage Builder program.
Well, for our listeners, I want to thank Tom Galavan, a co-founder of Storage. That's Storage, Storidge. On behalf of Intel, my name is Jake Smith, and thank you for joining us for Chip Chat Conversations in the Cloud with Tom Galavan, co-founder of Storage. Wherever you may be listening to this podcast, we wish you a good morning, good afternoon, and good evening.